Victoria Way, Northwest London. Yudal of Thomas, 5th of July. Rav Shmuel Yaakov Klein, Sefer Bamidbar, Blindness and the Search for Emes.
Thank you. The title is almost longer than the shiur itself. And the truth is I probably could use more than a half hour to do justice to the theme, to the topic. I'll just introduce the noise, the theme, with a word from the Kotzker Rebbe, excuse me, I'm going to lay it, on the pursuit of emes. And he said there seems to be a contradiction in Chazal, or machlokes in Chazal. How old exactly was Avraham Avinu when he discovered the Rebbeinu Shalom? So one Chazal say, Ben Shalosh Shonim Hikir Avraham is Boiro, he was 3 years old, and elsewhere, and the Rambam brings it down, that he was Ben Menaches Shonim, he was 48 years old. So if you have a machlokes, one says 3, and the other one says 4, one says 47, one says 48, we can hear such a machlokes, but the distance between 3 years old and 48 years old is so significant that it needs a little bit more of a birur, or a biur. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, if it took, the difference between 48 and 3 is 45 years, he said, if it took Avraham Avinu only 45 years to be Amid Al Emes, is Agur Groyser Zach. It's really a wonderful accomplishment, because the achievement of Emes is not so possible. That will be the introduction to the topic, and the topic will begin by quoting a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph on the base, with a memory of Rava. Rava said, Lo Ivri Alma, the world was not created, Elo Bishvil Rishi Gemuri, the Tzadik Gemuri. The world was created only for the benefit or for the sake of those who are complete Rishoim and those who are complete Tzadikim. What does this mean? So Rav, a little bit later in the same Gemara, just a few lines down, Rav comes to be masbir a little bit to clarify our understanding of this memra. And Rav said, even though Rav preceded Rava, doesn't matter. Rav says the following: Lo ivr alma elo bishvil achav ben omri ve Rabbi Chanina ben Dois. The world was created only for the purpose or for the sake or for the benefit of Achav ben Omri, the Melech Yisrael, who was a Rosha. Right? He was the husband of Izebel, and they killed so many hundreds of Nevi'im. But he was a great and wealthy man. Well, he was great in his wealth. His arch enemy, Ben-Hadad Melech Aram, set his eyes on the conquest of the wealth of Achav. Pasuk this psukim to bear that out. Achav was a great gevir. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, on the other hand, the famous tzaddik, of whom the Chazal tell us that he had enough to have a kav charuvim mi erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos, that a kav charuvim, a small amount of food, charuvim, carobs, was enough for him from one erev Shabbos to the other erev Shabbos, which means he had no hano from Olam Hazeh. So the world was created for Achav and for Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and Rav dichotomizes and says clearly, Olam Hazeh for Achav ben Omri, and Olam Haba Bishvil Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. So that Gemara is telling us very clearly that there is a dichotomy between the worlds, and Olam Hazeh is not for Tzadikim at all. That's for the likes of Achav ben Omri, whose entire mission in life is the amassing of wealth. Olam Haba, on the other hand, has no shaykh to Rishoyim, it's shaykh only to Tzadikim, such as Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. So the Tzadikim have no connection to Olam Hazeh. That's clearly delineated in this Gemara. However, in the Perek that we just learned this past Shabbos, Perek Hei in Pirkei Avos, near the end of the Perek, the Gemara says like this, the Mishnah says, try to be among the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, who have three particular virtues, Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shvelo, and avoid being a Talmud of Bilam HaRosha, whose three traits, not virtues, vices perhaps, are the opposite of Avraham Avinu. What is the difference? The Mishnah says, Ma ben Talmidov shel Avram Avinu ben Talmidov shel Bilam HaRasha. So the Mishnah says, Talmidov shel Avram Avinu oichlin bo'olam hazeh. You hear a lashon? Oichlin bo'olam hazeh v'noichlin lo'olam habo. They derive pleasure, they enjoy olam hazeh, and they have a yerusha of olam habo. Because it says, La'anchil oyavai yesh, yesh is shayo lamos, which l'chere means olam hazeh. Whereas, Talmidim of Bilam HaRosha, Yorshim Gehenem, V'yorshim Be'er Shachas, and brings a posuk to prove that, to bear that out. That the Talmidim of Bilam HaRosha, Yarshim only Gehenem. So first of all, that flies in the face of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Tzadikim, the world Olam Hazeh was not created for Tzadikim Bichlal, and in the Mishnah you see that they're Oichlim Bo'olam Hazeh, so they do have some connection, some benefit and some enjoyment, pleasure in Olam Hazeh. That's one contradiction. But perhaps what's even more perplexing in the words of the Mishnah is the fact that when it comes to the description of what lies in store for the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, the only thing it says is that they are Yarshim Gehenim, V'yardim Le'Be'er Shachas. But didn't we say that Olam Hazeh, the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh was created for Rishon? So if I was the Matnish, the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah L'Chol Pachos not make mention of the fact that Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha can enjoy Olam Hazeh? That was the Sheif of Bilam also. Even if you'll give me a bias, a Malay with Kesed and Zohar, I can't come with you, right? That was his Sheif. That's the Raya that we have, that he was a Nefesh Rechava. That he was materialistically oriented. But the Mishnah makes no mention of the fact that Tzadikim have any connection with Olam Hazeh. So what's going on with that? The pshat is that the Mishnah is speaking only about Olam Habo. And speaking about Olam Habo, so first understand clearly and simply that the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, they get their Olam Habo, the world to come, except it's Gehenna. That's also a world to come. That's their Olam Habo. Talmidim of Avram Avinu, they get Olam Habo, Gan Eden, and that's the real star. V'oitzroseihem Amale learned the Sfasemes Pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to adjust their sensitivities and their sensibilities in this world so that they will have an appreciation of Olam Habo. Mitamol, a person, Lachameyev Esrim Shono Alei Adomo, he goes to the Olam HaEmes, right? He may not have a good appreciation of what that his dabkus is, and that his karvus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, of which David HaMelech said, Bani Kir Basel Kim Li Toi. A Kim Plitzling Alei, suddenly comes into Olam HaEmes, what is this all about? So, the Sfasem is Pshat. That's the Pshat, Oichlin Bo'olam Hazeh, they derive the right kind of pleasure in Olam Hazeh when they are in this world, which of course is the passageway through which they must pass, in order to adjust their neshama, to train their neshamas, to sublimate themselves so they come to the Olam HaEmes, and it will be then truly appreciated as the schar. And that's the reason for our Bria B'chlal. Maybe that's the pshat. We can also learn. The Meister Rabbanan Kotler was sitting at a fundraising dinner, and sitting next to him was a masker. Probably someone who a great donor to the yeshiva in Lakewood, no doubt. And this Askin brazenly asked Rabbanan and says, we know that Yisachar and Zvulun made a shutfus. They partnered amongst themselves. Right? Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha v'Yisachar b'yo'alecha. Zvulun would be the businessman, the Askin. And Yitzhak would be the Rosh Hashiva, the Kodim Gaman. So this person asks Rabbaran, says, if in the end, when we get to the Olam HaEmes, you and I will be equal, then what takya is the nafkamina between the Rosh Hashiva and between me? Right? Is that the question? So Rabbaran answered him, you're right. In the Olam HaEmes, we will be sitting together and we will be equal. The difference, however, is that I have Olam Hazeh. Which is an interesting answer. I mean, you can only imagine that the Askin probably had a summer home and a winter home and a home for the other two seasons as well, and several automobiles and a bank account stuff to the guilders, etc., etc. Ramanan, on the other hand, lived in a tiny flat in Borough Park and used to travel by car. He was chauffeured by car several times a week to Lakewood to the yeshiva to say shiurim. He did not have what we would consider generally to be tremendous hano of oidem hazeh. But he told his askin, I have oidem hazeh. And the pshat in that is similar to what the Yeshua's Moshe, the vision Sereba, the father of the two vision Serebas in Bnei Brak today, said once, that someone who is not Shomer Shabbos, someone who doesn't know the Gishmak of Shabbos, is nish pshat that he's losing his oidem habo, that could be too, but he's missing his oidem hazeh. We understand that. We who appreciate every seventh day Shabbos that comes, Sagishmak, the whole matzav of the family, the seudas, the begotten, the you sit together with the miskarev to family and to friends. That's oilam hazeh. So otazat, sort oilam hazeh. That's what the Sfasem is meant to say. Mamale, I will fill them up with a proper mahalach, a proper appreciation of oilam hazeh, so that it'll be lahanchil oyavoy yesh. That's when they have a true nachlo of the Oilam HaEmes, Luchindad and Svansikir. So the question is, okay, what is it that we need to have about ourselves? What do we need to develop? Which trait do we have to be koinet in order to be from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu? And to be zoich to this mahalach that our whole Oilam HaZeh will be properly oriented. It won't be it'll be a refined oilam hazeh. What do we need to have? So the Chayr, the Mishnah says, these are the three traits of Avraham Avinu. I'd like to focus only on the first one. That's Ayin Toivah. So the Mishnah says, to be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, you have to have what he had, that is Ayin Toivah. So the Shaila is, what's a pshat in Ayin Toivah? What's the definition of Ayin Toivah? So the Rav learned similar to Rashi, that it's a lack of the of Midas HaKino. Kino is jealousy. And I think Rav Levitas, if Yishyavna said that HaKino v'Ataiva v'Yakovet Moitzinus Odom and Oilom, which the Maral learns, you become oismensch, you become outside of the gather of humankind. Mevet Meshigah, a person whose pursuit is for Kovet and for Taivas, Beretta Meshigah. So that, Lefi Rashi and the Rav, is the Midah of Ayin Toivah. The Rambam learns similar, and the Midah of Ayin Toivah is the Midah of Histapkus. Histapkus, Lehistapek, means to feel that it's sufficient, which is really the same genre as the lack of Kovet. A mensch was Terachtich Avgenik, a person who senses and feels that I have enough, and his pursuits are for higher goals and higher ideals. Like the Medrash says in Koheles, if your agenda in life is tachas Hashemesh, things materialistic, goals, in my Yisrael la'odam, b'chol amolam, you have nothing. Medrash says, abel amayel yesh. But you do have a Yisrael if you orient your koheles, your resources, your strengths, your time, your efforts, to those goals which are l'mayelam and Hashemesh. So when a person is like that, he has his tafkus, then that's pshat ayin toyer. But again, I'll share with you another Sfasemes. Sfasemes is a beautiful pshat, not that he needs my haskam. Sfasemes says the pshat of Ayin Toivah is, he sees the truth. He sees that everything is connected to the Rabbani Shalom. Ayin Toivah means he has a good eye. He has some sort of a little optician living inside of his neshama, which allows for him to have good vision. Pshutik mashmoy, Ayin Toivah, ezeit git. Vod zeite. He sees the connection between everything and the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'edreitze is the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's Pshat Ayin Toivah. Kum tois lefidus fasemes. That for a person to live the right kind of life in Olam Hazeh, of which the Mishnah, the other Mishnah speaks about, well, it's the same Mishnah, but where he is oichlim b'Olam Hazeh, but only the kind of achila which makes him oriented to an appreciation of Yoshim, then that is predicated upon his having Ayin Toivah, of his seeing the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now what does this mean, seeing the Rabbeinu Shalom? First of all, let me share with you, or perhaps you know what? I'll share with you that at the end, what I was about to say. I'll put it off to the end. How much time do we have left? Okay, I'll have to rush through it. The title of the theme was Sefer Bamidbar. So I want to go through only several of the parshas, because the Again, the Svasemis, but others learn the same shot. When it comes to Parsha Shlach, the end of Parsha Shlach is the Parsha of Tzitzis. And the Parsha of Tzitzis speaks about Re'iyo. I am Goyvo. It says Re'iyo, Re'isem Oysoyu Zechartem, V'loysosuru Achrelevachim V'achreinecha. Chazal learning, the ayin and the lev are sarsurei avera. They're agents for the commission of sin. V'yazoy, ayin roya v'lev chaymei. The eye sees the object that perhaps could be the object of someone's taiva. V'lev chaymei, and that could be much beyond the heart, that this is what the heart wants. V'lev chaymei. Things which were not supposed to be chaymei, the lev is chaymei. And the end of that process is v'haguf oisem. The body goes out and carries out the chendo of the lev. And it began with the ayin roya. Mekiktu nazach, and you have a chemda, even if it's not, because you don't see the pnimius. And the Svasemis there also says that this is the pshat, how a person can, his eye can see something and his lev can be chemed, even if it's not correct, because he does not see the pnimius of something. If you look, chalila b'chas, at a shtickle treif flesh, it's a meat that is not kosher. So what meets the eye, on the superficial level, is something which might inspire taiva. Oh, that looks good. That looks good. However, if you have an appreciation for the pnimius, and you will understand that this is treif, that this is distant from the Rabbeinu Shloim, you're supposed to see the Rabbeinu Shloim in all things, and you look at that and it doesn't have the symbol of the finkedasya or whatever, you can't actually use amicha. And you see the pnimius of the davar, it's not shaykh to me. Now, I would recommend highly that you look at the pirush of the Ibn Ezra on the last of the Aseret HaDibros, the Loisachmoid. I'm not going to go through it, it's in Arichas. But it's Kedai, Nochvi Azoi Kedai, to see the pirush of the Ibn Ezra on Loisachmoid. He explained how the eye has to interpret correctly the reality and the world that the person perceives. The eye sees, and the heart has to correctly filter the information that the eye sees. Umamela, that's also what the Meravli did, says the Svasanis. What did they do wrong, Nebuch? What did they do wrong? They came back and they gave a factual report of what they saw in Eretz Yisrael. They said, "Bnei Anokim Ra'inu Shom." Were they lying? No, they were giants. They saw Eretz Oicheles Yoshvero. They were lying? No, because they were Levites. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that. No, they saw Orin Gedolos of Etzuros Bashamayim, cities whose fortifications reached the veritable heavens. Did they lie about? No. They brought back fruit. Everything was veritas. Everything was exactly correct. Vosot Gefeil Bazeh, what was the chait of the Meravim? What did they do wrong? There it is, they didn't see the Pnimius Adam. You have to look into the essence of the world and you see the Rebbeinu. Dosa Nebshav Ayin Tovah. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, they did not sense or perceive the connection between Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. They didn't see the Rabbeinu Shalom. They didn't see that, oh, dus meit menins, that's us. All they saw is what a travel guide would see when going visiting another land. Factual. That was the chait of the Meravim. So, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos says, the Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak of Avos, where it says Histakel, again the Indian of Re'iyah, Histakel b'shloisha dvarim ve'ein atabodim de'avera. These are marumas in the three times, the three things that Akavi ben Mahalal is telling us to look at are marumas in the three mentions of the word tzitzis in Parshas Tzitzis. My ayin vasa refers to v'osulahem tzitzis. Look at their asiya. Look at your very humble physical beginnings. That's one thing a person has to bear in mind. The shiflus of his haskalah. But also he has to look at the tachlis of his life. Umamela, the next mention of tzitzis in the parsha is Akonop Siltcheles. Vosalem Zimah, Akonop Siltcheles. In the Ruach Chaim, it sounds almost like a chesidish of Pirush. The Ruach Chaim says that tcheles in Miloshon, tachlis. I mentioned Avu kicking the tachlis. That's psil tcheles. That's part of the tzitzis. You have to look at the tachlis. Where are you headed in your life? That's the third re'iyah. Lo'onato heilech in the Mishnah, in the words of Akavi ben Mahalal. And the third mention of tzitzis is Vosalem tzitzis, Vosalem tzitzis, Uri'isem oisoi. Uri'isem oisoi. cooked of us, Oisai. Who's the Oisai? The Rabbanan. Shalom. Bani the Chuli Alma. Lufnei mi ato osed litin din the Cheshman in the words of the Mishnah of Akavi ben Mahalala. These are the three Re'iyas. A person has to have his wits about him throughout his life. He has to constantly look with the eyes of his machshav. Like the Pasuk says, Hechacham ein l'barosha. A menshav kenen kikin and zayin mitzanko. It's on hearts. You have to be able to perceive the world on the levels which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as kelim to appreciate the world, to appreciate reality and havaya. These are the three mentions of tzitzit, says the Ruach Haim, corresponding to the three things that a person has to look on. So Pashas Tzitzis, Pashas Shlach, as we learned, the Chet HaMeraglim, is Aranginim and Alla Zaiten, the Inyan of Re'iyah, and proper Re'iyah. Re'iyah is very important. The Gemara Nedarim says that one of the four kinds of people is Choshuv Kumeis, is a Summa. A person whose life is full of darkness. He doesn't have contact with reality. Summa doesn't mean necessarily someone who's physically unsighted, Rahman al-Islam. In the same way that an Oni, one of the other four, doesn't mean necessarily somebody who's poverty stricken, monetarily, mamish. But ein ani chesed, ein ani elu b'das. Aniye hadas. The same thing, a sumo can also be a sumo b'das. Re'iyo is crucial. We move along to Parshas Korach. And you're all familiar with the Rashi. Rashi asks, V'Korach shepikeach hoyo, ma ro'o lishtusye. The Loshon Pikchos, by the way, we say every morning, Pikeach Ivrim. Pikchos is about being able to see clearly. And those are the pshat and the kasha. The korach shepikeach hoyo. The korach was a person who was able to see clearly. That's why it's called a pikeach. A pikeach. So ma ro'o. What did he see and misinterpret that brought him l'shtus zeh? So we know he didn't see that his sons did tshuva. He did see b'nevuah somehow that Shmuel Hanavi would come out from him and other people doing the avodas hamikdash. And he said incorrectly, he interpreted it, oh, this must be my schos. He didn't see correctly the answer. Moshe HaYoroi, Rashi, is Messiah in that Rashi. Moshe saw. You have to have the re'i of a Moshe to understand that matzav. And Korach should be keach hoyim. Even somebody who was a little bit more oiska arbit than his koyach ha-re'iyo, he fell short when something was that nageya and touched him so personally. So what he saw brought him to shtus. The eye misled him. And I'll share with you a pearl of wisdom from the Asaf Tzareba. The Asaf Tzareba like this. It should say, Asaf Tzareba. He said, it l'chayre should have said, not Einoi Hitasoi, Einov Hit'uhu. Because a person sees with his eyes, not with one eye. We walk down the street, we don't go like that, we use both eyes. Right? So the author said like this, the emes is a person who was given two eyes, for what reason? And I know the ophthalmologists will give you their pshat, and scientifically, they're more than likely correct. But we're not talking scientifically. Because if the Rebbeinu Shlom would want the science to work a little differently, he could have given us one eye and would see the perspective and the depth and the distance, all the things that the scientists would tell us is the reason we have two eyes. If God will, she is tabezim. We could have had one eye performing the same tasks. So why do we need two eyes? Said the Asaf Tzareba, because a person has to set his gaze upon two concepts. One eye is supposed to see the roimus of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Ah! But the other eye is supposed to see his own shiftless. You're supposed to see your own shiftless. So I mean, chad gisa, an appreciation of my reality in this world needs both components. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was an Ein Sof and Ein Keitz, the remnants of the Rabbeinu Shalaya. And my connecting to him will elevate me. But also to see the me of myself, my Ayin Vosa. I'm supposed to see my own shiftless. So Korach had one good eye. He did see the remnants of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He did not rebel against the Rabbeinu Shlomo. After all, he wants to do the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. He didn't want to go and play soccer or football or whatever it is. He wants to do the avodah of the Hamikdash. He wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. He recognized the Rebbe was the Rebbe Shlomo. What he did not recognize in his own shifts. The Meir, it's only one eye that misled him. Eino Yitasa. And that's just a remez in Parshas Korach to the Indian of Riyah, of properly seeing things. And you move into Parshas Chukas. In Parshas Chukas, you have the Maisa with the Nechoshim. They complained about the Mon. And the whole Tachlis of the Mon, the Pasuk tells us, the Tachlis from the Mon is an ois to learn the connection with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll call Moitza Pi Hashem Yichi Adam. But they looked at it differently. And they said, no, Nafshenu Kotze B'lechem HaKloike. We're sick of this bread, which is a little bit odd and difficult to understand. After all, the monk could taste like whatever they wanted to. Imagine getting your salary check from your boss at the end of the week, and it's a blank check. All you have is the date and the signature, and paid in the order of you. But the amount you can fill in yourself. Can you imagine a person saying, no, I don't want this. I want the amount filled in. That was not Mishigi. You have the mon, what could you possibly complain about? So there's a pirush, but we're not going to go there, there's no time. One way or the other, they didn't learn from the nochosh. The nochosh had the worst klola. But, despite the klola, the nochosh was never misraim. As I learned, Targum Yonis and Menazil. They never complained, the nochosh never complained to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And here Klal Yisrael complained, they're misraim. Right? They didn't learn from the nochosh, maybe the nochosh became the agent of their punishment. And the Rufu was, I say, in Chash Nechoshes, Rashi says it's only Nechoshes because of Loshen, Noifel HaLoshen. And they were supposed to look. V'hoyo im Noshach HaNochosh, El Odom, Es Odom, V'hibit El Nechash HaNechoshes V'choy. He had to look, but Hibit is more than Ro. Hibit means with Kavonah, as I learned Rashi. And the Kavonah is not some to look, you know, with intensity at the Nochosh. But like the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, same thing about the Yod of Shemoshe. It's not the Nechash and Nechoshes that did the Refuah. But when they were Mistaklim, Klapemalo, Mishabdim Libom, Laviyam Shubh Shemaim, that's when they had the Refuah. So Vaita Nachmud Indian Mistaklus. Vehibit, you have to use your sight to connect with the Rebbeinu Shelo. If you are so far fallen into the travails of Olam Hazeh that you complain even about the Mon, then Vehibit on Nechash and Nechoshes, Vachoy. And you overcome the Misa, which is the Poyel Yotze of Asuma. Asuma's Choshev Kemeis. They were Sumoyim at that Matzah. Vehibit, look at the Nechash and Nechoshes, V'choy, you will overcome that. Because Chiyus means connecting to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And finally, Balak, if I can add to the words of the Yosef Tzareba. Nu'um HaGeber Shesuma Oyim. One of his introductions to his attempted cursing of Klal Yisrael, he says, this is the speech of the Shesum Ha'oyin, the person of Shesum Ha'oyin. Why Loshen Yochid? And Rashi says, Malameh, means from Chazal, Shohoyo, Bo'ot Bilam, Sumo, Achas Me'ema. So he had the same trait as Korach. He recognized the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He was Gansen Mishabed himself to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He told the right way the Shlichim of Balak, I can't do anything or say anything unless that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows me to. He was Makir, the supremacy of the Bashefer. But he thought that he himself was great. Kesef is, oh, he still had aspirations for his little humble self. He didn't understand the world like Rav Aharon. L'habu me'er elef ha'dolot. T'me'el ho'yosh, esu b'achas ma'enu. He was blind in that one eye that's supposed to see his own shiftless. Zel b'loshen yochi. And I'll be Messiah, even though I'm already going a minute and a half after time, so I beg your mechila. But the Kinzug Nazar. Pasuk says, the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, Re'eh Anoichi Noisim Lefnechem Ayom Brocha Uklod. Re'eh Anoichi Zuk Daskenim Ebali Atoisis. Re'eh means also Shetivchar. Re'eo, when Moshe Rabbeinu commands Klal Yisrael, look, it means choose. Re'eh Anoichi. Choose always that choice or that option which is connected to Anoichi, Hashem Lekecha Sherot Zisicha Meitz Yisrael. Rei Anoichi, always select the Rebbeinu Shelo. Which means to say, and I think you'll all understand, you'll all accept this, that really life can be described as an endless series of choices that we need to make. Where should I daven? Where should I send my kids for chinuch? What should I do here? What should I do? Choices.
Big choices.
So Das Kingdom is saying this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. One can lead down the garden path Kiklova, and the other one can lead the bracha. How do you secure yourself the bracha? Re'eh Anoichi. Use your pichos. Use your re'iyah. Use your koyach hestaklos always to look for the Anoichi. And if you're confused about which one it is, then there's Rabbanim. Aseh lecha rav hestalik min asofek. Remove yourself from a matzav of doubt, which should ask Das Chayra, but always try to seek the option, which is the godly, the getlecha option in life. And that's also the optimum of the koyach ha'riyah. So Rabbi Shalom helps that we should not need glasses for our neshama, should always be masliach and seeing things properly and correctly, and we should be zoichet to see the B'nai Mashiach that came to the Mer B'Mer.